This is a sermon for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost, and the scripture it reflects on is Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 58. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Now that's a pithy little parable. Neat, deceptively simple. And I think there's a problem with the way we've traditionally been encouraged to think about it. Because if I had to guess, I would imagine that you've been told in sermons or have read in books or whatever, that the point of this parable is to tell people that, like the person who discovers the treasure, we have to be prepared to give everything up for the sake of our relationship with God. And if we do, we'll find that relationship is a treasure worth all that we've given up. Am I right? Have you been taught to think about this parable as a call to give up all that you have for the sake of the treasure of a relationship with God? But I don't think that's quite the point Jesus was making, and the reason for that is this. Look at who Jesus was talking to. Jesus was not talking here to the crowds. He was not talking to people who didn't have that relationship with God or who hadn't been drawn into the kingdom of heaven. Just before this parable is told, the text tells us, then Jesus left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, and this parable is then part of the discussion that follows. Jesus is not talking to people who need to give up everything for God's sake. He's in a private space talking to his intimate followers. He's talking to people who had already left everything, homes, families, and livelihoods, for the sake of the treasure they had already discovered. So I suspect that the point of this parable is not to tell his listeners, be like the person who found the treasure, so much as to reassure his disciples, yep, your actions might seem strange, irrational, even inexplicable to the people watching you, just as people might have thought that of the person who sold all that he had to buy a field. But they don't yet see the treasure you've found. A kind of reassuring message that, okay, the world thinks you've lost your marbles, but it's only because they don't see the full picture. And perhaps there's something comforting for us in that too, as we might, from time to time, perhaps encounter people who don't know what to make of our Christian convictions and commitments. But I think there are also a couple of other things to draw out of this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. It's hidden. The reason that people don't understand the disciples is that they can't see the kingdom. The only way they're going to come to see it is if we take what's currently hidden from their view and make it visible. And here I'm going to stretch the parable a bit and say that doesn't mean telling people about the treasure. It doesn't mean giving them a map with the location marked on it. It means digging the treasure up and using it to transform people's lives so that they experience the reality of what it means for themselves. That's how we take what is currently hidden and make it known. We respond to the needs of those around us with all the transformative potential of the reign of God, bringing love, peace and hope to people and places that have not been experiencing them. So let me put it to you as a question to ponder, how do we, in our own local context, take the treasure of the kingdom and use it in ways which transform the lives of those around us? But the other thing that I want to emphasize is joy. In his joy, the person who finds the treasure goes and sells all he has. I don't know whether the disciples were a particularly joyful lot at this point in the gospel story, but it seems to me that they had to be driven by a deep joy to keep persevering from that initial call by Jesus, for many of them, right through to martyrdom decades later. The treasure they found didn't just make a claim on their lifestyles. It found a home in their hearts. So it seems to me that the other thing this parable calls us to do is remember our own joyful, life-changing encounters with God. to let those encounters find a home in our hearts so that that joy can keep us going even when times are tougher, can help us to persevere to whatever end it is that God calls each of us. Joy is not always easy to hold on to or to cultivate, but this parable tells us that it is an inseparable part of our experience of the kingdom of heaven. So let's not lose sight of that as we grapple with the treasure of a hidden kingdom.